Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Well, did you ever wake up on a Tuesday and it felt a whole lot like a Monday? That's what Drew and I are experiencing here this morning on the show. Everybody's gone. We're having phone problems, and it's just great. So it's no big deal. We will power through it because that's what we do. This St. Charles County Library Board thing, they have a policy right now where if you have an issue with a book you find on the shelves, you think it's not appropriate for children to have access to, you can appeal it. But you appeal it to the same people who made the bad decision to put it there in the first place. So that's what you're facing if you try to do that at the moment. And tonight they're going to have a big meeting where they're going to consider a new policy where they would have some people from the community in on the decision-making process on all of that. I think that would be fantastic. That meeting's at 7 o'clock tonight. Rachel Homolock is joining us right now. I know a longtime parent and mama bear warrior in the St. Charles County area. Rachel, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I am excellent. Thank you for mentioning this, because this is such an important issue.
Well, it is, and I hope people are paying attention, because in St. Louis County, the ship has sailed. I don't think there's any hope in St. Louis County, but at least in St. Charles County, we might have some common sense policies put in place. What's at stake tonight?
So, okay, first up, let's back up. Nationwide, in most library systems, this reconsideration policy is pretty standard, where first it goes to, like, the librarians. And then if you appeal it, you don't like the decision, then it goes to, say, like the board, you know, and whatnot. And that's very typical. So I don't understand why so many of these lefties are freaking out. Well, I do know why. What's happening is over the past few years, since I joined this library fight, we now have more conservative minded people on our board. And so that's why they don't want the appeal process going to the board, because they know that some of these materials are going to be scrutinized, as they should, because they are very sexually obscene and disgusting and should not be in the hands of minors. So that's why they're all up in arms and they're, you know, claiming, oh, we want our intellectual freedom and we don't censor. Well, guess what? No, we do. We protect our kids from sexually obscene materials.
But so. you support the changes that they're going to vote on tonight?
Absolutely. And then there's like you said, circulating, there's kind of a rumor going around that they are going to be providing even like a further committee of citizens. And that makes sense, because if you live in a conservative county, your board at the library and the employees at the library, for that matter, should reflect that community. But what's happened is that the American Library Association has basically trained all of their minions and their librarians, and they've taken over the library institution to make it super radical left. I mean, as of right now, Mark, there are no library science degrees that you can get that is not directly tied with the ALA.
Wow.
And so, and what they're saying is, so all these, you know, lefties are saying, well, guess what? I trust the librarians because that's what they went to school for, and I trust their expertise, and they're the professionals. No, they're not. I'm the parent. I'm the professional. I'm the one that gets to say what my child is exposed to and what they're not. Guess what? You don't have that right. Step aside.
I love that we're having this discussion, because I know there were questions for a while on who was on the board in St. Charles County, and I think they made a few changes to that library board. But anything you can do to give parents a more direct voice, if you walk into the library and you're seeing, well, you can give me an example, a clean example maybe, of some of the material that's been found in these libraries.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about it is a really gross teen book that is in the library. It's perfectly normal. That's down in the juvenile section. It says on the cover 10 plus. And we're talking, it's got vile, vile illustrations, just naked people doing, you know, things that you do when you're naked. And kids don't need to be exposed to that. And so, yeah, you're correct. The board has kind of transformed. We've slowly but surely been transforming it. I'm going to call out, you know, to David Zucker, Buddy Hardin, and Matthew Seeds. They're the ones that are kind of leading the path on the board right now that are more conservative. And we need to support them because they're the ones that are ultimately going to be transforming the way that they shape the library systems and to ultimately get these materials out of the hands of our children. They are there. When Jason Kuhl resigned last fall, his swan song was that he ordered tons of these books and put them into all of our branches. We need to get them out.
Amen. And this is at the Spencer Road Library Community Commons Room tonight at 7 o'clock there on Spencer Road in St. Peter's. Rachel Humalack, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Yep, keep up the good fight. We appreciate you. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.